Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that SolarWorks offers public going solar workshops to answer all your questions about solar electricity. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. These are far from the best of times for the construction industry in Sonoma County, but several speakers at a half-day conference in Santa Rosa yesterday suggested that things may soon begin to look up. Representatives of the Dry Creek Rancheria shared details about the planned new resort the tribe will be building on their land overlooking the Alexander Valley and announced that construction should begin next month. Tribal spokesman Dave Hyam says it will be a huge project.
Last year, all the commercial real estate construction in Sonoma County was $200 million. This project is $300 million, all by itself.
There's also another $100 million in related road and utility improvements, including adding a signal at the new casino entrance off Highway 128 and straightening a couple of curves on the highway. Hyam says the on-site roadwork will be the first step in the two-year construction process.
The first work is to build a new road so that the trucks used in the construction don't interfere with the customers going to the casino, because the casino will stay open throughout the construction.
While the long-term impacts of the casino resort project continue to be debated, Hyam says it is clear that one short-term benefit will be a surge in employment.
It's expected that there'll be about 1,800 people working on the construction. Rudolph and Sletten is the contractor. They'll be getting local subs from the North Bay to do the drywall, the painting, the plumbing, all the other things that subcontractors do in a major project. Once the new resort opens, there should be another 1,000 full-time permanent jobs.
It's slated to open in 2010. The tribe has reportedly raised some $600 million to enable the construction to move forward this summer. But finding financing for other projects remains difficult. Mike McKeon, a vice president of First Community Bank in Santa Rosa, told the gathering that big international banks are still pulling back, and the complicated bundling and reselling of construction and mortgage debt will have to change.
The model of taking loans, selling them in large bundles, maybe internationally to other banks, that whole model has been found to be faulty.
As a new model is developed, he adds, there are renewed opportunities for smaller local lenders.
A local bank now is back in a position where they have some cash, and maybe they're not out of line in their real estate concentrations, their lending concentrations. People still have money in the bank, and they want a decent yield on it. And if it's properly managed, there is money there to do that. It's not the large money. It's not the number of loans. But we were going through too many loans too fast anyway.
McKeon adds that he is encouraged, at least a little bit, by the most recent slivers of good news, both anecdotally and statistically.
The first increase in home sales year over year, that's a sign, but we have to have a couple of those before we can get anywhere. The fact that one happened is a good sign. And I do believe that I'm hearing from real estate agents where they're saying, I have a property I listed, it was reasonably priced, and I had three offers. Those are all signs of a bottom. It doesn't mean we're out. It doesn't mean it's over. It just means that things are starting to firm up and there may be some light at the far end of the tunnel.
Two other numbers McKeon presented suggest that Sonoma County may be able to rebound more quickly than some other areas of California. The 3,800 residential units that were sold as subprime mortgages here represent just 2.1% of Sonoma County's housing stock. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.